Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, good morning, everybody. Afternoon. Thanks for being here at the historic North Park Theater. You know, we all have our favorites in life, and this building and this theater is one of mine. My cousins lived on Norwalk, and on Saturday and Sunday morning when I was a kid and my aunt was sick of us, she'd give us money and send us to the double feature, which were often dinosaurs fighting each other and King Kong and fun movies like that if you're under 10 years old. So this has long been a part of my life, so we're so happy with what's been going on here. But certainly challenges over the last few months. So we're here with my colleague Monica Wallace, who has been pushing forever to get theaters back open again. So thank you, Monica, for your fierce advocacy on this. And then the team here at the North Park, Michael Cristiano, good to see you, Michael. Tommy, you've shown such a commitment to this block that we really appreciate it. So Tommy Iuanano, thank you so much. And the manager here, Ray, thanks for your work. So over the last few months, we've seen businesses be shut down, reopen, and all designed to protect the community from a more rapid spread of COVID-19. And I've worked with dozens of business owners during this time period to work on strategies to get back open, whether it's small retail establishment, pet stores, large factories like Sumitomo. We've been involved in trying to make sure it works for them, that they can keep their workplace safe. And so all along, we've looked at the science and how the science can keep us safer. So it's a process that we use for golf courses. It's a process that we use for barbershops, restaurants, and industry to get to this point. So we're happy to say that we're going to be reopening the movie theaters. We're going to be coming back online. The small theater houses that I have in my district are the ones that concern me the greatest, the North Park here in Buffalo, the Palace in Hamburg. These aren't owned by stockholders who can just say, well, we'll have a rough quarter or two. So these are really, really important and certainly anchors of our community. So there's no doubt that people have missed going to a movie. I'm a movie buff myself, so we're happy that we're following the science and we're going to have the movie theaters reopen. And what we want is the community to have confidence that we are doing this right and that they could come to the theater, enjoy a movie without fear. So we have no victory here if, in fact, we reopen and the public doesn't believe it's safe. So it's going to be safe. We found that by reducing the capacity, ensuring that people wear masks until they're seated, assigning seats to make sure people stay social distance. There's going to be additional staff hired at movie theaters to make sure that the crowd's in control. They changed the standards for the air filtration into ventilation to keep the theater patrons close. So with those guidelines in mind, we feel as though it's time to reopen the theaters. But once again, safely, and we want the consumers to have a confidence that they could come to the theater and they could do it safely. We're watching our economy. It's slowly coming back online over the last few months. But we're able to keep our economy growing slowly right now is because we've been able to keep people safe. We've often heard this false choice of open it up now or do nothing. Well, there's a massive middle ground here. And I think New York has got the sweet spot right now. We have a very low rate of transmission, and we have an economy that's much healthier than other states who took a different course. So we all know what we need to do. We need to keep washing our hands. We need to keep socially distanced from people. We need to keep wearing our masks. And this is a bigger challenge in Western New York as the cold weather is continuing. So we're happy that as the cold weather is coming on, that we will have a place where we can come and to get out of our house. But I really have to hand it to the owners and the manager, you know, of the theater. It's been an exceptionally trying time. And my hope is that when we do reopen here, is that the public knows that it's a safe place to come out and to recreate and to get away. So as I mentioned before, my colleague Monica Wallace in the assembly, you know, has been really all over this issue, certainly much before I was all over this issue. So I'd like to hear from Monica Wallace right now.
Thank you. So thank you to Sean, my colleague Sean Ryan, who's just been a tremendous mentor and colleague for me in the assembly. I'm sad to see him leave. And thank you for the owners of this historic, beautiful, beautiful North Park Theater for giving us the opportunity to be here today to make this announcement. I, for one, am delighted to be part of the announcement to let people know that as of tomorrow, you will be able to return to the cinema. I know this is really exciting. I'm excited about it. We have, as my colleague Sean Ryan said, we've been working with representatives of the governor's office and with representatives of the Theater Association for quite some time now, and we were finally able to address this issue and reopen theaters in a way that is safe. A key part of that, by the way, is the fact that there has been some National Association guidance that came out to lay out what the right criteria are for it to be safe at the theater. So when you do come to the theater starting tomorrow, you are going to be required to wear masks for all employees and patrons. Keep your 6-foot distance. Make sure you wash your hands. If you get something at a concession stand, make sure you wash your hands before you eat it. Enhanced disinfecting, touchless ticketing, requiring you staying in your seats. All of these protocols and the reduced capacity will help ensure that we can responsibly reopen our theaters and still keep infection rates down, which is what everybody wants. As Sean said, theaters are economic anchors. In my district alone, I have 3 multiplexes. So this has been an issue I've been working on for some time. I have the Flicks down in Lancaster, I have the Walden Galleria, and I have the Regal Cinema on Transit Road. So these are employers in our community. I know one theater owner I spoke to mentioned that he had to lay off about 35 employees, some of whom had been with him for decades. So I am very delighted to see this get back up and running. So it's a great opportunity. It's an economic driver also for people to come out, see a show, and go do some shopping, grab some lunch, make a day of it. I know the cold winter months are coming. We're all going to be looking for safe things to do. And I'm excited that being part of the theater and going and enjoying cinema is one of those things that we're going to be able to do. But of course, I just cannot emphasize enough that we need to continue to remain vigilant and do all of the things that we've been doing to keep our infection rates down. So thank you very much. And I'm going to turn it over to Sean again.
Next, we're going to bring up the manager of the theater. He's going to tell us what we're going to be doing here, and we're all dying to hear what show we're going to hear. It's going to be on first, so come on up.
Hi, my name is Ray Barker. I'm the program director of North Park Theater. And our first week of starting Friday, the 23rd, we decided we'd have some family-friendly Halloween films. So we're going to have Hocus Pocus and The Nightmare Before Christmas. This is a wonderful neighborhood. I'm proud to live in this neighborhood. There's a lot of families who live in North Buffalo. We wanted to give them the opportunity to come out and have some fun this first week. Starting on the 30th, we're going to have a Hollywood blockbuster, Tenet. And in November, November 13th, we're going to have The True Adventures of Wolf Boy, which was filmed right here in Buffalo, part of our renaissance of film production, directed by Martin Krejci. And I know a lot of people were extras in that who will be excited to see that finally get to the big screen. We will have safety protocols in place, including mask wearing, social distancing. We're going to take every possible precaution to keep the public safe. And I want to emphasize that not a single case of COVID transmission has been traced to a movie theater exposure. We think if we follow the careful protocols which have been authored over many months, that we can keep the public safe. And so we are very excited to be reopening on Friday. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ray. We share your excitement. And as I mentioned earlier, the owners of the theater are dug in deep to our community. You know, they don't own 20 multiplexes around the nation. You know, this is it for them. So the stakes are really high. So, you know, there's two owners. One is Michael Cristiano, and the second is Tom Iuanu. We're going to bring Tom up now to say a word or two. Come on up, Tom.
Thank you. I just want to thank Sean and Monica for the efforts that they made on behalf of the movie theater. Because the efforts that they made are not just about the movie theater. Last year, we put 41,000 people on Hurdle Avenue going to the restaurants and the shops and having dinner beforehand. So the effort is not just the movie theater, but it affects the entire neighborhood. So once again, we're most appreciative for the efforts that they made. One of the things I'd like to say about the North Park Theater with a limit of 50 people is we have over 600 seats, so there will be no problem whatsoever with social distancing. And I just want to briefly say thank you for everyone, because without their help, we wouldn't be open right now, and we're looking forward to getting open tomorrow. Thank you.
If anyone has any questions for anyone assembled, let us know. Dave, who would you like to ask a question to? Ray? Come on up, Ray.
Yeah, the state guidelines on this are very clear. When you come into the theater, you must wear your mask. When you are in the theater, at the concession stand, or in the restrooms, you also must wear your mask. However, once you are comfortably seated and socially distanced from other people, then you may remove your mask and enjoy your concessions. Without concessions, I don't think we could possibly be open, so we appreciate New York State working with us on this important issue. No, you don't have to wear it while you're enjoying your popcorn. Once you're seated, you're fine to remove your mask and enjoy your popcorn.
One of the key things that they talked about with concerns about reopening the theater with recycled air,
what we have done is purchased an air purifier. It's purchased from a company right here in East Aurora. The owner of the company, actually, his wife had cancer. And he developed the technology to protect his wife. It has ultraviolet light, it kills COVID in the air, and can cover many thousands of square feet. Now, beyond that, you just have the realities of our auditorium, where the ceiling is so high up there that we have the advantage of having thousands of square feet. So we're taking that issue of respiratory droplets head on, we're taking it seriously, and to protect the public. You're absolutely right. This is a financial concern, and it's a major challenge. But our thought is to get open, to show state authorities that we can keep people safe, that we're playing by the rules, and that hope that those rules are gradually lessened over time. Because we have 600 seats, a 25% capacity would be 150 seats. But Governor Cuomo has asked that max be capped at 50. Maybe in time that could be bumped up just a little bit. But we'll start with 50, and we'll go from there.
Remember that you made a show
Film contracts are quite complicated, but absolutely, it costs the theater money to run shows. So we want shows that are going to be popular, that are going to bring the public in. At the same time, we're committed as well to an eclectic offering so that people get films here that they don't get anywhere else. That's why we're not as affected by the calendar changes of Hollywood, because although we do so show some Hollywood films, we're not dependent on Hollywood films. We show independent films, like films made right here in Buffalo, documentaries, horror, animation. So we have a much greater variety that we can offer people. We're not as restricted by what Hollywood does.
Do you think people are going to come?
Yes, the pre-sales for this first week have been incredibly encouraging. In fact, I think we'll actually have some sold-out shows, including the 7 o'clock Hocus Pocus on Friday. So that's very encouraging that the people want to support this theater. They want to keep it as a community asset. And Buffalo is the city of good neighbors. And we really appreciate the support of the entire community.
I know ideally you want it to be 100% capacity here, close to hope that everyone would be safe, but given that it is only 25% right now, I know you want to show the governor that you can do things the right way, but realistically, how long do you think you can operate when you have 25%?
Well, we're going to see. I think the early numbers are encouraging. If we can at least cover our costs, then we'll get into 2021, and then of course we're hoping that the vaccines will start to be rolled out and we'll have a different environment in the country. But the next few months are going to be challenging. There's no doubt about that. We've lessened the ability to add revenue and we've added to our costs. That's always tough for small businesses. Well, we've tried to be very creative over the last 7 months. We opened a virtual cinema to bring some revenue into the North Park. We also have had 100th anniversary pins, which we've sold online. Many people have purchased those to support us, which we appreciate. But there's no doubt that the governor is asking us to add staffing to make sure that people are safe. That's an additional cost, but we think that's reasonable because we want to get open. We want to protect the public. We want to do business in a responsible way.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.